Manchester Retreat,
In the course of your spiritual life, there comes a time when you must honestly ask yourself, how serious are you? When you must honestly ask yourself, can you I need to come off of this. I'm sorry. The vibration of this couch is something I can't take. I'm sorry. In your spiritual life, asking yourself, can you dedicate your life to knowing the divine? You know, when people first enter the spiritual path, there are a variety of reasons, but primarily it involves either wanting to acquire some form of self-improvement, to be able to concentrate better, to study better, to gain some sort of intuitive abilities, to acquire something for their ego, for their I feeling, for their personal welfare. And when people enter the spiritual path, their minds are distracted, often in a variety of directions. So meditation is something you do because it's good for you, for self-improvement or for the acquisition of some skills or ability you want to have. It's good for you. So it becomes incorporated as part of your life. But who are you? You are that person going about engaged in a variety of activities and relationships, attempting to acquire and to achieve and to accomplish and to win at life, to have a good life. And naturally, because you are a human being, there are times when things happen in your life which are sad. You lose loved ones, you lose your good job, your car breaks down, whatever. There are so many different things that go wrong. Your health becomes impaired. And you become distressed, or else you fall into a sorrow or an anxiety. the difficulties of life abound. No one is immune to them. And though you meditate, though you eat the right food and you do all the right things, still you struggle to stay above it all, to stay happy, to stay feeling good in your life. And you hope that your meditation practice will allow you to have a happy life. This is one level of sadhana. But as you continue in the depth of your meditation and you meet the beloved within, and you are graced with the deep experience of communion with that eternal one, then suddenly the emphasis shifts. As we spoke of last night, the emphasis shifts. You are never the same. Once that realization comes, that awakening comes, you are never the same. You are changed. For in your heart, there is this divine beloved. And a passion is awakened in you towards that eternal self, a passion for that beloved of your heart. And suddenly there's a shift in your priorities. That passion, that love that you have for the Supreme becomes a priority in your life, as we spoke of. But still, your life is split between that deep internal passion and your relationships, your obligations, your commitments in the world around you, and your identity with your I feeling, your identity with being the person who lives in your particular physical structure. Naturally, you know with your mind that a time will come when this physical structure will be no more, when the attachments, obligations, commitments that you have in your life right now will come to a close. You'll have to close up shop. And all of it will drift away. And you will, at some point, cease to be in this body at this time. Until such a time that the unfinished business of your life draws you back to form in the world. The unfinished relationships, the unfinished work of your life, the passions of your heart pull you back. But for those who have had this awakening, there is inside of you a deeper passion that is not involved in the relationships, the desires of achievements of various forms. A passion for God that has come to fill your heart and affect your mind. And as you go on in your sadhana, there comes a point where you must ask yourself, How serious am I? You must ask yourself, are the priorities of your heart the priorities of your life? You must ask yourself, how do you integrate your spiritual love and the depths of your sadhana and your identity as an individual living in a body in the world? For if you simply do your sadhana, you enjoy your communion with the Supreme. But then you come back to your life and you are the same person, maybe a little changed, but basically the same, trying to achieve your happiness, stay mentally balanced, stay emotionally balanced, not be swung too far by the trials and tribulations that hit you in life, trying to manage life. But the management of your life, of the sorrow and the happiness in your life, is the management of your identity with your body and mind, and with the I feeling, with the sense of individual small self. Are you willing to give that up? Are you willing to take a leap of faith? Are you willing to let go and melt into the divine? Not simply in one particular sadhana, but in your personal identity. You know, they say in religion, God is held high on some throne in the heavens. And because he is held high on some throne in the heavens, he's far away. You're always striving to achieve proximity. When you do Brahma Sadhana, when you do deep meditation, that God is just with you. And you let go in your deep meditation into that beloved. You surrender. You commune. You melt into that awareness that is behind all form, that infinite love, that infinite intelligence. But are you willing to give your whole life to that beloved? Not in doing some sort of projects that are good service, so you're doing them for God, but you are doing them. Are you willing to give your very you, your very me, your very I feeling to that God self? To not hold that surrender of identity, that melting in, apart from you? Are you not, when you hold it apart, oh, I'm not worthy to be realized, to be one with my Gurudev, with the God within. I am not worthy. Do you not put that Guru, that God, that Self, that One, like the religious person high in the heaven apart? What is it in you that holds apart and won't let that infinite beloved fully in? Are you willing to let that go? To give all that you are, including your personal identity, to that one beloved of your heart. So that there is no distance between you and that one. That you are one, that you truly surrender, that divine beloved of your heart is the essence of your life. Just there, always. This realization is not just for some high mountain yogi who lives in India. It is for you. And it is only your beliefs and your fear that keep you away. When your heart is surrendered, what stops you? Attachment? What attachment? Do you think you need to give up the people you love? That you need to give up the things you enjoy? No. It is not the people you love you give up. It is the sense of I am apart from the One. That is what you must give up. Let go. Until there is no separation between you and your most beloved. You may think, oh, that would be ego. Does that feeling come? That to think that is a kind of heresy, to think this is God. It's a kind of heresy. And then you remember all the things in you that are too small and too little and too imperfect. And you want to identify with them. Not commit heresy. And surrender everything. Let your most beloved dwell in the body that you have. Let your most beloved see through the eyes you have been given in the temple of the body. And what will you see but your most beloved? For God dwells in all beings. For those who have eyes to see, the bird, the brook, the leaf, the friend, all embody the God Self. Your body is of that. Your mind is of that. Why put the barrier of I apart from thou, between you and your most beloved? Think on it. All right. Think on it. Perhaps you can do a little more meditation, a few minutes. Huh?